And now, the Great American Folk Show, a little place where we commune with you to share stories and sing some songs and talk to some good people with great voices. Happy Valentine's Day, by the way. From the band Soul Coughing, bassist Sebastian Steinberg delivers a double whammy of something dreamy. We've got the Hip Snacks, a soulful band from Denver, plus a live session from Seattle musician Robert Diebel. And we pay tribute to the recently departed Catherine O'Hara. My name is Tom Brusseau. It's good to have you with us today. We begin with Jim White, all the way from Florida, a talented musician and poet. He's kind of like the second cousin of Luke the Drifter. And like Luke, the miles he has traveled have earned him both wisdom and crow's feet. This tune is called "A Bar Is Just a Church That Serves Beer."
Take me down to the bright lights and sounds, where the jukebox plays songs that I know. Set me free, let me be one more face in this crowd of lost souls who don't care where they go. On the road from San Antonio to New Orleans, there's a thousand little bars along the way. Half my life I lived in fear I'd burn in hell, but now it's clear that a bar is just a church where they serve beer. Oh yes, a bar is just a church where they serve beer. So bartender, bartender, won't you pour me a smile? 'Cause it's a trial reinventing all your thinking. Between the demons I've fought and all the crap I've been taught, hell, it's no wonder I'm sitting here drinking. Just how blind have I been? How saved might I be if I was to die some slow death of propriety? At the end of the day, it ain't no sin being here, 'cause a bar is just a church where they serve beer. Yes, a bar is just a church where they serve beer. Now, Sleepy LaBeef, he got real mad at me, singing a song he said would land me straight in hell. I guess Sleepy meant well, but from his tone I could tell Sleepy's heaven just wasn't no place for me. 'Cause this bar stool's my pew, this pretzel's my communion. 'Cause when you get down to basics, we're all basically human. So lift your mugs in the air and with a cheer, join my prayer. When I say a bar is just a church where they serve beer. Yes, I say a bar is just a church where they serve beer. Oh, yes, a bar is just a church where they serve beer.
That was Jim White with a tune that he recorded specially for the show called "A Bar Is Just a Church That Serves Beer." My name is Tom Brusseau. This is the Great American Folk Show. Pertnir Sandstone is our next guest, a bluegrass-infused band from Minneapolis, talking about fiddle and upright bass, dreadnought guitar, banjo, and mandolin. Check this instrumental out that they sent in from the road. It's called Chuck Wills' Widow.
One, two, three. This is Nate Sipe from Pertnir Sandstone, mandolin, fiddle player, songwriter, one of the founding members that helped form this group back in early 2004 in the Minneapolis area. The founding members still in the band are Kevin Kniebel, Jay Lenz, and myself. Knew each other in high school, but ran into each other years later and discovered that we had each developed from our grunge and metal vernacular of the mid-1990s and were led down the garden path of folk music, playing acoustic guitars, and myself learning bluegrass and fiddle tunes on the mandolin. I had been traveling around, hitchhiking and hopping freight trains throughout the U.S. and Canada, and learning to relate to folk music in a very tangible kind of way, traveling with the mandolin. Those guys, meanwhile, had discovered Garcia Grissman and the like. We decided to start hanging out and picking tunes in the living room, watching the Timberwolves game on Tuesday evenings. The O Brother, Where Art Thou influence helped steer an audience towards this music, also build our esteem as young stewards of the folk tradition, although we were still feeling our way around it, just playing what we liked. Anything from Nick Drake to Ween to Bill Monroe. And I had a special affinity for the new Lost City Ramblers and old-time interpretations of early recorded music. Starting out in Minneapolis, we discovered a very thriving local collective of acoustic musicians playing in the coffee houses and bars. We began producing a monthly string band showcase at a local corner bar called the Hexagon. And that community of musicians is definitely what led to the creation of the Blue Ox Music Festival as a concept for us to curate a festival in the region and help this music and this community grow stronger. And it's expanded into its own legacy event, which we couldn't be more pleased to see in our community and reaching well beyond. That collective spirit that helped begin our project is definitely seated in the spirit and our intentions with this band. Putting our music out there, helping people gather together to shrug off the challenges of the day and just enjoy being together and hanging out and having a good time. The song that I've written for our upcoming album, Side by Side, is called Shooting Star, that harkens back to my early traveling days, while also tapping into a long journey of touring in a band, going from show to show, traveling on luck, it seemed, some of the time. Always wishing that the show will be a success. Always hoping that hard touring will get a little easier. At the end of the day, we're lucky to continue doing this for as long as we have, and hoping that the next tour will be the best one yet. New friends are waiting to be made, good times to be had. The road keeps going, we keep touring, and you won't see a shooting star unless you're looking up.
Satisfied long with anywhere I go. I miss the thrill of being young, following the new day out in the sun. In old times they used to say, soon we'll find our sunny day. Hard times will start to pay. I don't believe it either way. I've come so far, this life I lead. One shooting star is all. Thank you. for time while geese have fall. Been this way all my life, amazing I'm here at all. We all have hardships and woes. Anyway, that's how this story goes. No time needs to say, soon find our sunny day. Hard times will start to pay. I don't believe it either way. I've come so far, this life I lead. One shooting star is all I need.
It's the Great American Folk Show. And happy Valentine's Day to you. And on that note, historically, Valentine's has become such a popular occasion because of the Postal Service when, back in the day, they lowered the stamp rates. Yes, telling someone, I am yours, only cost a penny. Today, it's a little bit more than that. But the next time you visit the USPS, tell them thank you in the name of love. Here's Sebastian Steinberg, upright bassist extraordinaire of the band Soul Coughing, with a live session that's perfect for this special day.
All right, we are rolling in Sebastian's garage.
All right. This is a song. I think this is going to be a song. This may be a song. And if it is, it will be called I Can't Get Up the Nerve. And as far as I know, it was written by a blind accordionist named Joe Mooney. That's M-O-O-N-Y? Maybe E-Y. Joe Mooney. Anyway. Can't get up the nerve to kiss you. Not the way I kiss you in my dreams. I can't seem to make up my mind to leave my fears behind and try to carry out my scheme. I spend an hour each day rehearsing what to say, but practice doesn't pay, it seems. I can't get up the nerve to kiss you, baby. Not the way I kiss you in my dreams. Thank you. I spend an hour each day rehearsing what to say. But practice doesn't pay, it seems. I can't get up the nerve to kiss you, baby. Not the way I kiss you in my dreams. An excerpt from The Distance of the Moon by Italo Calvino.
Whenever you're ready.
My return was sweet, my home refound, but my thoughts were filled only with grief at having lost her, and my eyes gazed at the moon forever beyond my reach as I sought her. And I saw her. She was there where I had left her, lying on a beach directly over our heads, and she said nothing. She was the color of the moon. She held the harp at her side and moved one hand now and again in slow arpeggios. I could distinguish the shape of her bosom, her arms, her thighs, just as I remember them now, just as now when the moon has become that flat, remote circle. I still look for her as soon as the first sliver appears in the sky, and the more it waxes, the more clearly I imagine I can see her, her or something of her, but only her in 100,000 different vistas. She who makes the moon, and whenever she is full, sets the dogs to howling all night long, and me with them.
Support for the Great American Folk Show comes from the Lorac family, the estate of Blair Flegel, and Minkoto Power Cooperative, helping meet the electricity needs of rural member cooperatives in eastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. Our power is our people. More information at minkoto.com. Continue with Great Voices and bring you a band from Denver who got the idea for their name because they really wanted to get people up off their seats and onto the dance floor to dance. And they succeeded. The Hip Snacks are so full and delightful and jam-packed. And they join us now with Dessert Love and Feels Like Cervantes.
So we've only been a band for going on 3 years now, but a lot of our development has happened just by being thrust into situations and saying yes. And we've been lucky enough to be put on a lot of killer stages, play a lot of wonderful festivals. And our first national tour really got us to hone in our sound and how we support each other and play and fill spaces and leave space for each other when needed. And it was really rewarding to come back from that tour and have our friends that have been seeing us play around Denver ever since we started just say that they could tell that we'd leveled up. I'd say our musical influences have all really come into light and just been highlighted more on this record, where everyone has more individual input, and then our influences also come out more in that we are much more cohesive this time around with our live show and our final product and what we're just giving to everybody every night. We're always just trying to make it better and better and always thinking about the audience experience. So we are really excited to be putting out on a Limb this April and putting out one song each month leading up to it. And we hope your listeners enjoy it.
What time is it? Haven't you been paying attention? It's midnight at the Oasis.
Oh.
Thank you.
Good. That was great.
Actress Catherine O'Hara passed away at the end of January. If you knew her movies and TV shows, then you loved her, pure and simple. Few in the biz ever achieved the kind of adoration that she achieved. Everyone loved Catherine.
I will live with you in this hellhole, but I must express myself. If you don't let me gut out this house and make it my own, I will go insane and I will take you with me!
Yeah, well, you know, maybe the house could use a little remodeling.
She was born in Canada in 1954 in Toronto and did a ton of work to turn heads as she did. And eventually she went to New York City and Los Angeles. I think everyone has their favorite Catherine O'Hara role. Mrs. Dietz from the clip we just heard, Beetlejuice. Kate McAllister from Home Alone. Mickey Crabbe from A Mighty Wind, and if you ever saw that film, I mean, what a masterpiece. You'll recall her duets with Eugene Levy. Here's one of my favorites. It's called A Kiss at the End of a Rainbow.
Your kiss, there's a kiss at the end of a rainbow.
Catherine O'Hara was unique and varied, and like fellow Canadian Leslie Nielsen, she was funny without trying to be funny, total natural. When she won the Canadian Screen Award in 2017 for her role in Schitt's Creek, she chose to harness the humility and wisdom of her character, Moira Rose.
I try not to take this lovely kind of accolade too seriously, but forgive me, but the woman I play, Moira Rose, would kill to have this moment. Well, hello, you. Thank you. I see you finally got this one right. I would love to stand up here and tell you this was all just a walk in the cake, but it wasn't. Big dreams come true only to those who do not sleep on the job. I can't help but bethink myself of a time as a little tiny bite-sized girl sitting upon my father's lap. Well, it wasn't my real father, but who is?
I met Catherine O'Hara at Largo in Los Angeles some years ago. Her presence was warm and her vibe was inviting. She pulled me right in with her gaze. A minute lasted a lifetime. Has someone like Catherine O'Hara made an impact on you? She was beautiful. She was too young to die. She was 71 years old.
Work all night and a drink of rum.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and we won't go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Live
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot.
I was digging through my music vault the other day for songs of faith and devotion to share with you, you know, Valentine's Day kind of songs. And I came across this one, a really great one from a long time ago called Sweet Rosie Anne. It's a real gem. I first heard this tune on Voices from the American South, recorded by musicologist Alan Lomax. It was then, at that point in time, a long time ago, cut by a band called the Bright Light Orchestra. And I remember wanting to listen to the song because of the way the band's name made me feel. The Bright Light Orchestra, has a glow to it that no veil can mask. And indeed, the tune filled me with tons of the stuff. And so we took this song into the studio, John Riley and Friends. We did a studio session back in 2014. Mike Andrews did the engineering, and I hope you will enjoy it. Sebastian Steinberg, whom you heard earlier on the show, is playing the upright bass, John Riley singing the lead, and Becky Stark and I are doing the harmonies. And then I found this other song that I just want to play for you too. So it'll follow Sweet Roseanne. This one is called Why There's a Tear in My Eye. It's kind of a cute little duet that I do with a gal by the name of Dominique Watkins. This is an old-time song too, so I hope you enjoy both these tunes.
Sweet Roseanne, sweet Roseanne, bye-bye, sweet Roseanne. I thought I heard my baby say, I won't be home tomorrow. Sweet Roseanne, my darling child, bye-bye, sweet Roseanne. Sweet Roseanne, my darling child, I won't be home tomorrow.
Thank you.
I once loved a beautiful maiden, as fair as the blue skies above. And each night as we wandered together, the moon seemed to smile on our love. We vowed to be true to each other, that nothing could cause us to part. We never once dreamed that the future held only a broken heart. And then came the night that we parted. We quarreled as all sweethearts do, and I learned what it was to be jealous when they told me her love was untrue. She told me she'd always been faithful. She swore that her love could not die. And then when I did not believe her, she kissed me and told me goodbye. Odelay-ho, odelay-hey, odelay-hey. I found I had falsely accused her and went back to make her my bride. And there in the door stood her mother. She told me my sweetheart had died. I went in and knelt down beside her, and there in the hush of that room, I prayed that my maker would take me and send my soul down to its doom. So now I have told you the reason. There's always a tear in my eye. Through long weary years I've repented, but I'm longing to lay down and die. And I wonder if I'll be forgiven when I face the Master someday. And I wonder if I'll see my sweetheart on that beautiful shore far away. This is a Great American Folk Show, and I hope that you've been enjoying today's program wherever you're listening. Thank you for tuning in. Our final session today comes from Long Beach native singer-songwriter Robert Diebel, with a psychology background, who, like Leonard Cohen, takes his time when crafting his albums. He released albums in 2005, 2012, 2018, and this month, 2016, his newest, The Space Between Us, which lately I've been listening to. And I like this quote about his music from Bandcamp. Every new record from musician Robert Diebel is like stumbling across some secret grotto. So cozy up for his tunes today, would you? Here's Robert Diebel.
Orphan Song was written about the Carter family. A.P. Carter, you might remember, chronicled so many of our folk songs. But a really beautiful graphic novel was published several years ago around the story of Sarah and Pleasant. The book was called Don't Forget the Song, and it was illustrated by my friend David Lasky. And that particular narrative became the inspiration for this song, as Pleasant initially meets Sarah trying to sell her an apple tree. He was an apple salesman. She didn't really care for the tree, but she ends up falling in love with him, and he ends up planting that tree in front of her house anyway. So they become the Carter family with Mabel and travel throughout the region and all of that. But at some point, strife kind of enters their relationship as Sarah wants to kind of shift priorities a little bit to the family and the kids, and Pleasant is having a hard time dealing with that. And I just kind of picked up on that is not an uncommon challenge amongst songwriters and creative people. And I can relate to when we become, as artists, very focused around our work, and sometimes it takes a while for us to get the balance. So that's kind of what I focused on this tune, and I'll play it for you here. Little apple tree planted by a front door down in Cooper Creek, Virginia. With a turn of leaf, she don't love me anymore, and all these memories, they linger. Pleasant, don't you leave me for another song. We've got little mouths to feed and our hearts are on the run. If you stay with me, you know I'll sing along. Oh, Pleasant, don't you leave me for another orphan song. Oh, Sarah, can't you see the branches of this tree and all the roots of our labor? You could follow me into the harvesting. These songs hang low, sweet and tender. Pleasant, don't you leave me for another song. We've got little mouths to feed and our hearts are on the run. If you stay with me, you know I'll sing along. Oh, Pleasant, don't you leave me for another orphan song. Tree, now an orchard in the snow, quiet on the first day of December. If you could only speak, what would you say to me as the sun sets low in Cooper Creek, Virginia? Pleasant, don't you leave me for another song. We've got little mouths to feed and our hearts are on the run. If you stay with me, you know I'll sing along. Oh, Pleasant, don't you leave me for another orphan song. Orphan song, orphan song. The Attic of Desire was actually a song that I wrote many years ago on a previous album, and under a different name. It was called A Formal Apology. And I think it was a little wink and a nod to apologizing to my wife for being a musician. Or perhaps it might have been an apology to Leonard Cohen for alluding to his song in the chorus. But I was okay with the way it came out, but I've always wanted to redo this song because the meaning of the song has changed over the years to me. To really, I've leaned so much more into the chorus around, you know, the idea that being a creative person, we're always trying to create something so beautiful just beyond our reach. And yet, sometimes we lose track of the beauty that's around us, and we take for granted the people that matter the most. And so I wanted to kind of lean more into that in this version of the song as kind of a reconnection, if you will. Sleep till wickets let you up too high. And all that I wanted to tell you, life's shrouded, misspent adventures far too grand, like best laid plans that fail to the weight of intentions as youth. And its glorious engine stumbles by the fuel of its dream. Like the bird that fell from the wire, fell as she sang like a beautiful lyre. And I was the house troubled by fire. You were the priceless thing in the end. La 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 la. From the wire, fell as she sang like a beautiful lyre. And I was the house troubled by fire. You were the priceless thing in the end.
Thank you.
And that's our show for today. We'd like to thank you for listening. We'd like to thank our guests, Jim White, Pertnir Sandstone from the cities, Sebastian Steinberg was on the program, The Hip Snacks. We did a little tribute to Catherine O'Hara, and Robert Diebel joined us. Opening theme by Sean Watkins in Los Angeles, California. End theme by Burkham Boys in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Mary Jones is the talent producer. Eric Dethridge is the producer and editor. Lizzie Russo helps out with the digital realm. Support for the Great American Folk Show comes from the Lorac family, the estate of Blair Flegel, and Minn Kota Power Cooperative. My name is Tom Brusso. May you always find that sun until we meet again.